Dino Brock hasn't had a real winter vacation in over 3 decades, and that's because he spent all those seasons coaching basketball, first in Wrangell, then in Petersburg. He says he's stepping down from coaching the girls' teams because it just felt like the right time.
Give me a chance to do some other things while I'm still teaching, and so I'm excited about it. It's been different, for sure.
And while he's excited about this new chapter of life, volunteering in the community and traveling the world in all his newfound free time, he says it's bittersweet. He spent a lot of time reflecting on his long coaching career and on all the people who made it special.
It was amazing the amount of people that reached out and just thanked me, and my old players were on Facebook arguing about which one was my favorite teams, and I kept my mouth shut on that one.
Dino thanked Petersburg School District faculty, parents, players, and fans for sustaining such a vibrant community around high school basketball.
We always say we don't get to do this without the support of everybody. Thank you to everybody, I guess, is what I want to say, for all the support, because we can't do it without all of you guys.
He says it's difficult to part with a sport that's become such a fixture in his life, but he's happy he gets to hand over the reins to Matt Powick, his assistant coach.
We've been together for a long time. He'll do fine. I'm excited to watch them play and grow as the year goes on. It's in good hands.
This will be Powick's first year as head coach for a varsity team. But he knows his players well. He coached girls basketball at Dino's side for 4 years, and he spent another 13 coaching the middle school boys team. Even still, Powick says Dino has left behind a big pair of shoes to fill.
You know, Dino, he made a comment to me a few weeks ago about kind of, I felt like I upheld the tradition of girls basketball in Petersburg. And my comment to him was that he was the tradition for Petersburg girls basketball.
He says he's grateful for the opportunity to carry on that tradition and also sprinkle in some new things. Powick traveled with the team to a 3-game tournament in Sitka last weekend. The varsity Lady Vikings lost all 3 of their matches, albeit to a few teams that were above their league. They played their best game on Thursday against the Sitka Wolves, who are a division above the Lady Vikings. The Wolves won that game 61-22. Their next game was against the Chugiak Mustangs, who are 2 divisions above them. Chugiak won 37-8. Then on Saturday, they played their last game against Idaho's Kendrick Tigers, who won 45-2. The Tigers were the only team at the tournament who were in the same league as the Lady Vikings, and they're the 3rd best team in their whole home state. Powick says that final game was a lot of fun to watch, even while his own team was struggling. He says he has a lot of respect for the Tigers.
I caught myself sometimes even in the game that they were playing against us going, wow, that was, oh wait, that's against us, you know. But yeah, they were a very, very well-oiled machine.
Powick says it was a challenging start to the season for his players, but he's pleased with how they're improving their defense. He says they made the other teams work hard for every point they scored.
I just wanted to find things in each game that we could take away that were positives, and it was surprisingly easy to find good stuff, you know, out of all 3 of our games, and the growth just across the 3 games was, I was really happy to see that.
Petersburg's varsity boys fared somewhat similarly against their upper division opponents at the Sitka tournament. They played their first game against Chugiak, and the Mustangs took a narrow victory, 55-52. They played the Sitka Wolves next. The Wolves won that game a little more soundly, 51-40. But the Viking boys flipped the script on their final day of the tournament. They won their match against the Lumen Christi Archangels 61-31. Mick Potterzewski, the boys' assistant coach, says it was a successful weekend for the whole program. He filled in for Coach Rick Brock at the tournament in Sitka and says he's glad his players got some court experience from teams they don't usually get to play.
It's great to play some schools that you don't see typically, whether they're not from Southeast or not in your conference. It's nice to have that experience and play some bigger schools and some smaller schools and see some different things on the basketball court. So I thought we got a lot out of it. And we'll be able to really build on where we started the season.
Though Dino Brock has stepped off the court for good, he won't stop paying attention to the Vikings' progress. Now, as a spectator.
I like to be involved anyway, so I'm sure that I will. I'm sure I'll be heading to Wrangell in a few weeks to watch the games over there.
But before that game rolls around, he's looking forward to catching a country music concert in Las Vegas in what will be his first winter vacation in over 30 years. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.